Hello everyone, my name is Cindy Bliss. Welcome to Life and Experience. This is a series of the experiences that we go through in our everyday lives, especially marriage. And it's going to be a chain of stories, real life stories, real life experiences that we go through, and we identify the problems and also prefer a solution. Why do we have to identify problems if we don't give a solution? So, the first problem I'm going to be talking about is communication. I realized that 90% of the breakups happening in marriage out there is because of the problem of communication. So we're going to be talking about it. First, what is communication? Communication is just passing out an information the way the other person can understand. Remember, if this other person does not understand, you have not communicated. So don't go away. I will be right back. All right, welcome back. Teddy and Cynthia have been married for 10 years. They love each other. And as we all know, that the physiological makeup of a woman, of course, most women tend to add weight because of childbearing. And Cynthia had done everything that she could. Believe me, she had done everything that she could to lose some weight, but there was no positive result. Now, Tade, who was the husband, became impatient and complained so many times. You know, he even went as far as telling her, "Hey, Cynthia, baby, lose some weight. I don't like this. You are no more attractive to me." Now, Cynthia kept soaking in, you know, and she kept soaking it in, and until she got to a limit and she burst out with the intention of leaving the marriage. Tade, who didn't know the effect of his words, was surprised at this outburst, saying, "You know, I was just trying to make sure that she walks on her weight so I wouldn't have to cheat on her." That was Tade's intention. All right. So if this outburst surprised Tade, what actually could have been the problem? So Tade's intentions were not bad because, number one, he knows that, or let me say, we all know that having too much fat in the body is dangerous for the health. Two, he wants his wife to look beautiful. And as we all know, the beauty is in the eyes of its beholder. Okay? And perhaps figure eight or slim figure is, you know, beauty to him. Three, he does not want to cheat on her because perhaps at work, there are some beautiful figure eight ladies that are already giving him signals. So he wants to do everything that he could to make sure that he doesn't cheat. And you know that men are moved by what they see. So Tade's intentions were not wrong. So what actually could be the problem? The problem is the communication style. The communication style was wrong. Now listen, male and female's communication style are different. Because the way that we are made, the female and the male don't receive information the same way. A woman receives what she hears as an emotional experience, while a man receives it as an information. Now, Cynthia has received the message, she has been receiving it, she soaked it in, processed it, incubated it, and was ready to roar like a lion. So words are powerful. To women, what's a powerful also to men. But I'm going to be talking about the women today. In the next episode, I will talk how I'm going to discuss on how it affects the male also. So, what's a powerful to women? Because we are emotional beings. When you tell a woman, lose some weight, you know what's going on in her head? She's saying, oh, she's thinking, he doesn't love me anymore. Oh, I'm not beautiful anymore. Oh, he has a sad cheek now. Blah, 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 blah. While a man, when he receives a message, he receives it as an information. When you tell a man he's ugly, he tells you you are ugly also, and then goes his way. He has forgotten about it. But when you mistakenly tell a woman that she's ugly, she will never forget and she may never forgive you. So, how could Tade have passed out this information to Cynthia without having any problems? So, how could Tade have passed out this message? Tade could have waited for a good time. Spouses need to learn that there are low times and there are high times. You know, when your wife or when your husband is in a good mood for you to express or to share whatever you are going through with them, okay? Find a good time. He could have waited for a good time and tell her, baby, I'd like to start, you know, visiting the gym. I want you to join me. I'll pay for it. I'll pay for you. Don't worry. Don't worry. We need to keep fit. I want my baby sexier. And you're holding her while doing this. When you do this, when Tade, assuming Tade had done this, Cynthia would know that, oh, I'm not in it alone. Okay, my husband wants us to stay fit. I have to give all that it takes so I can stay fit. And like I said, sexier. So it means I need to get more sexier than I am right now. So that would have saved them a lot of headaches and also saved Cynthia a lot of heartaches. Now listen to this. A woman feels before she thinks. When you tell her a particular thing, she feels it first before she now thinks, oh, why did he say this? Why did he say this? First, she goes through the effect. She feels the effect of those words before she now starts to think. While a man thinks first. When a woman talks, she says what she feels, but a man says what he feels. So we are different. So we need to understand this about our psychological makeup. We are made up in different ways. And that is why God has created the male and the female to come together, because we view the world differently. And that's why nobody can coexist. Okay? This is very important. Words are powerful. So use them well on your spouse. All right? Use them well. Learn to carefully use your words when you're trying to pass out an information. Think about this. Is this thing going to affect my spouse in a negative way? Then if you know it will, think about better ways of, you know, letting it out of your mouth, because this is going to save you a lot of problems in marriage. Thank you very much. I hope you've been able to get one thing today. All right. I remain Cindy. Please, if you want to email me, you want to send a message or you want counseling, you can just email me cnolubukola@gmail.com, then on Instagram at cnbliss and Facebook Ali Olubukola. Thank you very much, and I hope to hear from you. Bye.